Okay, today's daf is Shavuos daf Lamed Vav, our last daf of Perek Shavuos Ha'edus, and we're going to start Shavuos Ha'bikadim, Rez Hashem, today. We do a little catching up first. We left off about 5-6 lines before the lines get really wide in daf Lamed Ha'amed Beis. We're mamish right in the middle of an inyan. The Gemara was telling us different cases in Tanakh where a word can mean Kodesh or it could mean Chol. It could refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or it could refer to some other master, whether human or angel, but not HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we spoke about Adonai, where it could mean my masters, or it could mean Hashem, it could mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we spoke about other Shlomo and other Shemos that could go either way, depending on the context. So the Gemara now, Kol Malchai Amurim b'Daniel. Last run line is b'Daniel. Kol Malchaya Amurim b'Daniel Chol. Every time it says the word Malchaya in Daniel, it's a reference to the Melech Nebuchadnezzar. It's a reference to a human king, not HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chutz mizeshu Kodesh, except for one case where it has to be referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because it says Ant Malka Melech Malchaya Diala Shemaya Malchusa Chasa V'Takva V'Yikra V'Yavlach. That Daniel says, ostensibly to Nebuchadnezzar, but really to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that you are the Melech Malchei Hamlachim. So it's hard to imagine that Melech Malchaya is a phrase reserved for Nebuchadnezzar. It sounds like that should be a phrase reserved for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we say that one must be Kodesh. V'yeshom, and others say there's another one that's Kodesh too. Avzeh Kodesh, Shenemar, Mari Chalmul Sanachu Pshar Larach. That the master of the dream, my master, the dream should be for your enemy, and the interpretation for those who despise you, for those that you don't get along with. So the man Ka'amar, who's he talking about? If he's saying that it's about Nebuchadnezzar and he's saying all these terrible things should happen to your enemy, Sanuse Manin, who's the enemy of Nebuchadnezzar? Yisrael, it's the Jewish people. So Melech Kalait Luli Yisrael, you think Daniel is cursing the Jewish people, that the enemy of Nebuchadnezzar should be cursed? Can't be. So that's why it's got to be HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the enemies of HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be cursed. The Tanakama who thinks that this is not referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this also is about Nebuchadnezzar, about a human king. Savar, Sona Yisrael, Ika, Sona Avduchav, Mleka. Why, you think Nebuchadnezzar had any shortage of enemies? Of course, he was enemies with the Jewish people, but he had plenty of other enemies also. It's interesting, the Gemara Maseches Gittin, Daf Samach Beis Amud Aleph, says that Rav Kahana, when he would run into an Akum, when he would run into a non-Jew, an idolater, Amrle Shalma Lamar, he would say Shalom Lamar. And Rashi says that he wasn't having Kavana to be Mevarech the Akum. In his heart, he was thinking that Shalom to his own Rebbe, that he was giving a bracha to his own Rebbe, but he said it to the Akum. Tosos over there, Maseches Gittin Samach Beis asks, it's Kenevis Das, you're Gonev Das Abrios, Kenevis Das, Chulin Dav Tzadi Dalet says, the Gemara says, even Aser, again, when you're Gonev Das Akum, it's not only against a Jew that Kenevis Das is Aser, Kenevis Das in Nisudah Raisa, even against an Akum. In that sense, it might be more severe than Kenevis Mammon, because there's at least a Machlokas Rishonim about Kenevis Mammon on an Akum, whether you're Chayiv or not, whether it's an Nisudah Raisa, or only some later Isser. But Gnevis Das is Nisudah Raisa, even against an Akum. So asks Tosos, how is he able to be Gonev Das like that? So Chsam Sofer says, Tzarech Iyun, because the Gemara in Shavuos Lamed Ha'amed Beis, where Kol Melech Amurim B'Daniel Chol, our Gemara says, every time it says Melech by Daniel, it's always Chol, except for this one, Ant Malka Melech Malchaya, where he's Mechavin Takorosh Baruch Hu. Now Daniel was talking to Nebuchadnezzar. Now the Pasuk is clearly where Daniel is talking to Nebuchadnezzar. So isn't that also Gnevis Das, if he has in mind HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So Chsam Sofer, Rav Zilberstein writes in Chashuk Yechemed, what you have to say is that because of Eva, Darkei Shalom, something like that, it's Mutter, and that would answer Tosfos Kasha also. That's why Rav Kahana, when he ran into an Akum, he was allowed to speak that way, because of Eva, Darkei Shalom, it's Mutter. The implication of the whole discussion is that if you see someone where there's no Eva or Darkei Shalom issue, it's stam a guy you don't like. And you go over and, you know, you pass by him on the street, oh, nice to see you, so good, so wonderful to see you. So maybe that's Gnevis Das, because inside you're thinking, I hate this guy, I want to get away from him as quickly as possible. So to go and show him such a nice greeting might be problematic. But the truth is, it's not problematic at all. In fact, it's encouraged. The Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Parak Aleph, Mishnah Tezvav, says, having mekavel kol adam b'sefer panim yafos, And kol is l'rabos, even people who you don't like, even people that you don't get along with. Rabbeinu Yonah writes that the idea is yarolem panim shel simcha kedei shetei ruach habrios noche menu. Show a face of simcha, and that will help you get along with other people. Meaning, Rabbeinu Yonah implies, even if you're not really happy to see the person, still, it's okay to pretend. It's okay to make believe you're happy to see the person. And part of the idea is that one way to get to like the person is start to act like you like the person. That achrei ha'pulos imshachos alavavos, you know, Sefer HaChinuch is very fond of saying that based on how we act, eventually that's how we start to feel. So if we have a problem getting along with somebody, we should start doing a lot of good things for that person and start smiling at the person and doing nice and acting nicely toward the person, and then hopefully that will breed a sense of Avas Yisrael. Okay, ubekol kinuyin arei luchayavin. So the Mishnah said, with all, if you take a shvur with either any of the Shemos Hashem or any of the kinuyin of the Shemos Hashem, Rachum, Chanun, anything that might refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so you're going to be chayiv. Frek the Gemara Uriminhi, but we have a stira, Yitin Hashem Haskala Alul the Shvua. By Sota it says that the woman who is the Sota is cursed, that she should be under an Allah and a Shvua, a curse and a swear. Matam Lomar, why does the Pasuk have to say that? Falok Var Nemar, that same Pasuk already said, Vishbiya Koin Esiisha Bishvua Sa'ala. So isn't that a little bit repetitive? The Pasuk reads, Vishbiya Koin Esiisha Bishvua Sa'ala, the woman is, it's imposed on her a shvua sa'Allah, and what does the Kohen say? V'amar HaKohen li'isha yitein Hashem osach li'alo l'shvua b'soch hameich. Right? Why does it have to repeat that phrase? So the fishanemar v'shama kol Allah, it says by shvuas ha'edus, the lashon of Allah, that shama kol Allah, nemar kan Allah v'nemar l'alan Allah. So it must be that we're trying to link with the extra Allah by Sota, we're trying to link the Allah by Sota with the Allah of shvuas ha'edus. Mala halan shvua, afkan shvua, just like by shvuas ha'edus, just like by, I'm sorry, by Sota, it's clearly a shvua. So too, by Shavuos Eidus, it must be about a Shavua, even though it doesn't say so explicitly by Shavuos Eidus. All it says is V'shama Kol Allah, never uses the word Shavua. So that's how we know to label this parasha Shavuos Eidus, that it's actually about a Shavua because of the link to Sota. And Mala Halan B'Shem, and just like by Sota, it's Dafka using the Shem Hashem, Afkan B'Shem, Sota by Shavuos Eidus, what you see is that it has to Dafka be using the Shem Hashem. But that's a problem. Our Mishnah said he could be using any the kinuyin also for Shavuos Eidus doesn't have to be the Shem Hashem. So Amar Abaye lo kasha, HaRabbi Chanin Baridi, HaRabbanan. The Braisa that requires using the Shem Hashem is going like Rabbi Chanin Baridi. The Mishnah that says even the kinuyin are okay is going like the Rabbanan. Detanya, Rabbi Chanin Baridi Omer, Hova Amra Torah Hishava, since the Torah says, Begabe Shavuos HaDayanim, like Shavuos HaPikadon and Shavuos Eidus, regarding all these Shavuos, it says Hishava, Va'alti Shava. And there's also a parsha in the Torah about Shvua Sheker, about how you should not swear Alti Shava Shvua Sheker, right? And Kalel, it says by Sota, a lashon of Klala, the Alti Kalel, and there's also an Isser in the Torah relating to Klala, namely not to curse Chavero, not to curse somebody else. So we link all them together. Ma Hishava B'Shem, just like the Hishava of Shvua Sadayanim is Dafka B'Shem, Avloti Shava B'Shem, so too the Isser of Shvua Sheker is also Dafka and Isser of Shvua Sheker B'Shem. Makhalel B'Shem, just like the curse of a Sota is B'Shem, Avlotikalel B'Shem, so to the Isser to curse somebody else is also B'Shem. So that's the Shita of Rabbi Chanina Baridi. So Rabbi Chanina Baridi is the one who says that it's Dafka gotta be B'Shem, that the only way you're going to be in violation of Shvua Eidos is if you do it B'Shem. So you see that that's the Shita of Rabbi Chanina Baridi. V'Rabbanan, so I asked the Gemara, wait a second. The Rabbanan obviously don't link Sota to Shavuos Eidos. If they did, they would say Shavuos Eidos has to be with the Shem Hashem and not with any of the Kinuyin. So they obviously don't make this connection between Sota and Shavuos Eidos. But frak the Gemara, Igemiri Gezer Shava, if they did make this connection of between Sota and Shavuos Eidos, Nibai Shem HaMiyuchad, then they should require Shem HaMiyuchad in order to be chayv for Shavuos Eidos. We know they don't. Ilogamiri Gezer Shava, but the alternative doesn't work either. Because if they don't learn a Gezer Shava, Allah Deshvua Himinalahu, the parsha of Shavuos Eidos is missing one very important word. It's missing the word Shavua. All it says is V'shama kol Allah. So how do we know that the whole parsha of Shavuos Ha'edos that we've been discussing for all these dapim is even about a Shavua? We only know it because we link Allah of by Shavuos Ha'edos to the Allah of Sota, and by Sota it says explicitly Shavua. But if you don't make that link, if you don't make that Kzeir Shava, how do you know there even is a parsha of Shavuos Ha'edos? So Nafkalu Mitetanya. So they must derive it from the following brisa. Allah ain Allah elo lashon shvua. Allah always means shvua. V'cheinu amar v'shpia koin as isha b'shvua sa Allah. And so we see that the definition of the term, you don't need a gzer shava, defining the term Allah is shvua. The word itself means shvua, and we see that from Sota because it says v'shpia koin as isha b'shvua sa Allah. So frankly, Gemara hasam shvua sa Allah ksiv. Over there it says shvuas ha Allah. But it doesn't say it over here. Hachi kamar, this is what we're saying. Allah ain Allah ella b'shvua. Allah always is accompanied by a shvua. There's no such, Allah really means a curse. There's no curse, though, of Allah without a shvua accompanying it. V'cheinu omer v'shpia koin es isha b'shvuas ha'Allah. Right? It's not a shvua v'Allah, it's shvuas ha'Allah. Right? So that's how we see that Allah must be accompanied by a shvua in order to be an Allah, in order to be a real curse. So you see that an Allah, by definition, involves a shvua. So it says, okay, we do see that, but in minayin laso shvua she'eni ma'Allah kishvua she'eshi ma'Allah. How do I know that a shvua that does not have a curse associated with it is also a valid shvua, just like a shvua that does have a curse associated with it? Because all I've seen so far is the word Allah appears by shvuas ha'edos, and you want to tell me that Allah is always accompanied by a shvua. So what if I take a shvuas ha'edos without any curses? I just swear that I don't know any testimony. Turns out I do. No curses involved. How do I know that I'm chayav for shvuas ha'edos in that case? The pasuk only says the word Allah. So how do I know that shvua without Allah is also included? Tamalomar v'shama kol Allah v'shama Allah v'shama kol. Pasuk says v'shama kol Allah, and we darshin one or the other. Either shama Allah or a shama kol, a shvua without an Allah, would be the kol. Who gives us the right to just split it up like that? That v'shama kol Allah is actually to be read as two phrases, as v'shama kol or v'shama Allah. So says Rashi, in the first skinny line, mida havale l'michta v'shama Allah, from the fact that it should have said v'shama Allah, shama mina dihi shvua, right, sheyeshba Allah. Because of kol Allah, yisera, Lidrasha Asa, right? Had it just said Vishama Allah, I would have known that it's a Shavua and an Allah. The word Allah always means Shavua and Allah. So it has the extra word Kal in there. Kal Allah. Lidrasha Asa, that's for a drasha. L'chayva be'echad mishteya kolos. To tell you that you chayiv with one Kal or the other, whether it be a Kal of an Allah, or even just plain kol of a shvua, for that you're going to be chayiv shvua se'edos. So that's how we know that if you straight up just swear that you don't know any testimony, and it turns out that you do, even without the benefit of any Allah involved, without any curses involved, nevertheless you're still going to be chayiv for shvua se'edos. Amar Rabbi Avo, minayin la Allah shi shvua. How do I know that Allah means shvua? How do I know that the word Allah necessarily is associated with shvua? Shenemar, mean that the definite, we're going to do a lot of defining terminologies on the first half of this amud. That there are a lot of terminologies that are a lashon of shvua, even though you don't actually say the word shvua. So Allah is one of them. How do I know that? Shenemar, ve'aveo soba Allah, that Nebuchadnezzar caused Tzidkiyahu to take an Allah. That's all it says is Allah, uksiv, v'gam b'melech Nebuchadnezzar, mara d'asher shbiyu b'elukim. That he rebelled against Nebuchadnezzar, Tzidkiyahu rebelled against Nebuchadnezzar, because he had been sworn by Nebuchadnezzar. What do you mean he had been sworn? All it said it is Allah. So you see from there that Allah is a shvua. It's a wild story. Nebuchadnezzar was eating a live rabbit, and Tzidkiyahu caught him. It's the most disgusting thing he'd ever seen. And Nebuchadnezzar was embarrassed, so he made him take a shvua that you're not going to tell anybody that you saw me eating a live rabbit. So Tzidkiyahu couldn't hold it in. He had a story like that, so he went to the Sanhedrin. They were matir the shvua, and he went around and he told it. So that was the merida against Nebuchadnezzar, the original fear factor. So Tana Arur bo nidui. The lashon of arur involves many. Can mean many things. Bo nidui, bo klala, bo shvua. It can mean nidui. It can mean klala. It can mean shvua. How do I know that the word arur means all those things? Bo nidui. It can mean nidui d'chziv because we know it says oro maruz amar malach Hashem oro arur yoshveha, that the town of Maruz should be cursed. But we know that it wasn't only cursed, it's a lashon of nidoy, that it was like it was put in a nidoy, in a type of cherim. Vamar ula ba'arba me'a shipure shamte barak l'maros, that barak, with 400 shofros, put Maruz into a shamta, into a type of a cherim. Why? Because they didn't come to help him in the war efforts. That they failed to come and help fight against Sisera's armies. So therefore, Barak, who was leading the war ostensibly, it was really Yael that was got all the credit for the war, and Devora was really the main person who was involved in encouraging Barak, because Barak is a famous right. Barak is most famous. Well, now the name is very famous. You hear people say Barak Obama when he met President Obama, when he met a group of rabbis when he was first inaugurated. He said, you know, my name means blessing. Baruch, you know, is blessing. I don't know. Maybe in Arabic Barak is really a derivation of Baruch, but in Hebrew Barak has nothing to do with blessing. It's with a kuf. Right, it's Barak is a biblical name, but so Barak was probably Devorah's husband. It doesn't say that exactly. It says Devorah's Ashes Lapidos, but Chazal understand that Lapidos is Barak. Barak was supposed to lead the war effort by himself. He chickened out. He said he doesn't want to go without Devorah. He was afraid. So she encouraged him, and he went. But she said to him, now because you chickened out, a woman is going to get the credit for winning this war. And it turned out that Yael Eshes Chever Hakeni is the one, the Bedouin, Yael, who smashed Sisera's skull in with the tent peg. She's the one that got credit for the whole war because of that. But anyway, Barak wasn't helped by, he didn't get as much help as he should have, so he cursed this town that didn't come to help him. Not cursed, but put them in a cherim. So you see that it's a lashon, that arur is a lashon of a nidoy. Bo klala, it's also a lashon of klala. Tichsiv, ve'ele yamdu ala klala. Uksiv, arur isha sheyasa pesel. It says, okay, here are the people that are going to be omer ala klala, and then what's the lashon we use? Arur. So you see, arur is lashem klala, bo shavua. It's also lashem shavua. D'chsiv vayishpa Yeshua beisai lemar arur ish l'fnei Hashem. Yeshua took a shavua, saying that cursed is the one who goes and rebuilds Yericho. Right, and it actually describes what the curse is going to be. That bevechoru yasdena. Right, that he's gonna, if someone tries to rebuild Yericho, he's gonna lose his firstborn when he begins to build the city, and when he's hanging the doors on the city, which is always considered to be the last part of construction. When you finally hang the doors, that's when he's going to lose his last child. So it was a terrible curse. But you see, the lashon used is a lashon of shvua and a lashon of arur, all on the same thing. So frekli gemara, how do you know that means that arur and shvua are synonymous? V'dil matarti avalu ishbe inu v'laitinu. Maybe Yeshua did a double thing to him. He gave a curse and a shvua on whoever violated this, whoever decided to rebuild Yericho. Not that it's one and the same. Ela mehacha, rather from the following case, that during one of the battles with the Plishtim, Shaul made a curse on whoever would go and would eat that day, that they were actually supposed to fast that day. It's interesting, there are discussions in Eretz Yisrael about Chayalim who have to fight on a fast day. So what should they do if they're going to be fighting later in the day and they're going to need to eat? Is it better to eat, do we say that they might as well eat earlier in the day, or they should dafka wait until they mamish have to eat in order to be able to eat? When Shaul was fighting a war, he said no one should eat, that everyone should go without food. Obviously we have to be practical, people can't handle it. But anyway, what happened was his uksiv Yehonasan lo shama bishbia avivesa'am. Yehonasan was staking out the enemy camp. He went with his helper to go and see what was going on in the enemy camp and wanted to see how afraid they were, was staking things out. He missed the announcement. He missed the announcement that you're not allowed to eat. So he passed by and the pasuk says he ate some honey, but it's from the context of the pasuk, it seems more that he ate maple syrup, because it says he passed by a tree and he saw that the delicious honey that was coming from the tree, honey doesn't come from trees, it was probably maple syrup that he had eaten, or some type of syrup, something that was coming from the tree that he had eaten. Satan, and Shaul had said that cursed is the person that does this and he's going to die. But what do you see from there? That Shaul, the Lashon Shaul used is Arur, right? And yet you see that Yonasan, it says his violation was a violation of Shavua, of that which is Shbia es Aviv. So says the Gemara, how does that solve the problem? The Dilma Hachanami Tarti Avaluhu Ashbinu Vlatinu. Maybe just like we said by Yoshua, the same thing applies by Shaul, that it was a double thing, that it wasn't that they're one and the same, that Arur and Shavua mean the same thing. No, maybe he did both. Maybe it was a Shavua and an Arur. So Miksiv V'Arur. So does it say V'Arur? It doesn't say V'Arur, it just says Arur, right? So the fact that it doesn't say V' with a Vav and Arur tells you that it's one and the same. So Ashadas Lahachi, once we have that answer, so that could answer up for Yeshua as well. Then the possible way Yeshua is a good source as well. Hasanami Loksiv V'Arur. Over there it also doesn't say V'Arur. So the bottom line is, the Raya from Shaul is really no better a Raya than the Raya from Yeshua. It's almost difficult to understand, it is difficult to understand what the Gemara's Havamina was, by bringing in the pasuk of Shaul, when instead of just leaving it at the pasuk of Yeshua, the Paras Yosef in the back of the Gemara asks this question. He says, "My tikin bazeh, why bring in the pasuk of Shaul? What would you fix?" So Kukushyas Amakshon, like the Gemara, is about to follow up and ask, that the pasuk of Shaul could also mean both, that it was an Ur and a Shavua. So he says, "Ef Shalomer, maybe the difference is as follows. Mishum to be Yeshua mefurush haklala. By Yeshua, it doesn't just say that he was mashbia. It says explicitly what the klala was. It says bevechoru yasdena. So that's why it says dil matarti of it. Maybe it was two things. It was a curse and a shvua. By Shaul, it never says a klala. So therefore, what is the whole klala? The whole klala is the lashon of shvua. So you see, so maybe that's what the Gemara thinks, that it can't be that there's a separate klala other than the lashon of shvua, because it never says any klala. So that's why." Other than the shavua that he's going to kill whoever does it, so it never says the lashon of klala. So that's why the Gemara had such a havamina that it was two separate things by Shaul. In the end of the day, it is two separate things, but not based on the information in the pasuk, just based on the fact that there's no vav. In the end of the day, it's one thing. It's not two separate things based on the vav that does not appear in the pasuk. Right? It just says arur, so it doesn't say ve'arur. Fine. Says Gemara Vayter, but four lines before the lines get wide. Amar Rav Yosef Rav Chanina, Amein, the Lashon Amein, Bo Shavua, Bo Kabbalas Tvarim, Bo Hamanas Tvarim. Could either mean a Shavua, it could mean being Mekabel something, or it could mean confirming something. Mekabel something, Rashi gives an example. Homer Lechavera, Almanasha Tekayim Li Tanai, Kach V'Kach. Someone says, Almanas, that you fulfill a certain Tanai for me. Va'amar Amein, and he says Amein, he has now been mekabelit, and he has to fulfill his tenai. Right, so Frecht, the Gilead Hashas, Rabbi Kiva Egri, says, I don't understand, what do you mean you have to fulfill the Tanai? If someone says, this Mecher is only going to be binding if you fulfill this Tanai, and you say, Amen, you have to fulfill the Tanai? No, you don't have to fulfill the Tanai. Don't fulfill the Tanai, and the Mecher won't be binding. Whatever transaction hinged on that Tanai simply won't be binding, right? That's Rabbi Kiva Egri in the Gilead Hashas. Lo yadati, haleko chiv lasos ha-Tanai, eladim lo yikayim ha-Tanai, bata lamaisa, de Mecher, matana, mechilu, chadome. Whatever it is, whatever the transaction was, will be bata if you don't fulfill the Tanai. Well, where do we ever find that you have an obligation to fulfill a Tanai that a transaction hinges on? Ubezeh, lamait sarich la'amin, shiye kabbalah. Umat sarich lekabalaso hanosin lo nosin rak almanas v'im lo yikayim etanai mele batal anasina. And he says, and what do you even need the amen over here? A tanai works without you saying amen. If the person is giving you something, so he has the right to say, I'm only giving you almanas, whatever. He matil the tanai. You don't have to confirm, say amen to the tanai. So Bikivega doesn't understand the example Rashi gives for kabbalas tevarim. What's hamanas tevarim? So Rashi says, roi lanos sometimes amen is that so it should be, not so it is or so I accept, but so it should be, meaning you say that you should live on Me'ev Esrim Amen, right? So it should be. Although that may not be the best example. It's unclear exactly what the source is that Me'ah Ve'Esrim is the max, right? A person, we don't have any such, I don't think we know of any such sources that Me'ah Ve'Esrim Shana is the maximum a person can live. I think Reb Chaim was makbid not to say that. He used to not say 100 sansig because he thought that was like a klala. Why only 120? Maybe you should live longer than that. Okay, anyway, but Amen is a lashon of all these things. How do we see that? Bo Shvua, it's a lashon of Shvua, we know it's a lashon of Amen. And they say, okay, we hereby accept. That he says, yes, yeah, so God should do. Hashem should fulfill your words. And he used the word Amen to say as a lashon of tefillah. Amar Ablazar, lav shvua, hein shvua. The word lav sometimes means a shvua. The word hein sometimes means a shvua. Bishlam alav shvua d'chsev lo ya'od hamayim l'mabul k'siv kimeinu achzos li asher nishbati. It says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that lo, that it should not be another mabul, and then he refers to some shvua that he took about there not being another mabul. So you see that the word lo means shvua. Ela hein shvua minalan. Where do we ever find hein is a shvua, that saying yes is a shvua? So svaru, says the Gemara, it's a simple svar. Midalav shvua, hein nami shvua. If lav is a shvua, hein must also be a shvua. Amrav avuhud amr lav trezimni. That's only if you said lav twice. If you only said it once, then it's not a lashon of shvua. Says Tosos, even if you say it twice, it's not really a lashon of shvua. Tap Tosos, v'lav d'shvua mamashi. Eliyesh li zayir, ksas yishonish b'davar. It means it's like, you know, a promise. You know, it means that it's something a little bit stronger than just a regular statement that you say, but it doesn't really mean that it's a mamish a shvua with all the dinim d'arais of a shvua. V'udamer hein hein trezimni, and also with yes, whenever yes is a shvua, it's also if you say it twice. D'chsov lo yikaris kol basar od mimea mabul, v'lo ya'od amayim l'mabul. So you see, the lo happens twice when a Kodesh Baruch Hu says he's not going to bring another mabul. U'midalav trezimni, hein nami trezimni. So if lav is repeated twice, and that's why it's a shvua, so hein has to be repeated twice as well in order for it to be a shvua. Hamakalel b'kulan chayev divra meir v'cham potrim. If someone is makalel HaKadosh Baruch Hu with any of the shemos, he's chayev according to our meir. The Chacham say no, only with the shema miyucha, not with any of the shemos. Tan Rabbanan, ish ki yikalel l'lukav v'nasach eto. Ma tam lomar, why does the pasuk have to tell me this? V'alok v'arnemar v'nikov shem Hashem mos yumas. So yach lo yeh chayev el al shema miyuchad b'lvad. I might think you're only chayev if you curse Hashem with the shema miyuchad. Minayin l'rabba susa kinuyin. How do I know that if you curse Hashem using any of the kinuyin, that you're also chayev tam lomar ish ki yikalel l'lukav v'gomer. Mikol makom divra meir, right? That it's, since says ish ki yikalel l'lukav, means in any way that you do it using a shema miyuchad or any of the kinuyim, it's all going to be chayiv. That's Rav Meir Shita. V'chamar Moshem Yuchad b'misa v'al kinuyim b'asara. V'chamar say no. For Shema Yuchad, you're chayiv misa. For using any of the kinuyim, you're only chayiv in asara. You're not chayiv misa. It's only in Israel Sase. Good, so says the Gemara Vayitav, Amakal of V'imo, someone who curses his mother and father. So the Chachamim say that it's Dafka B'Shem HaMiyuchad, that you're chayiv for cursing mother and father. Man Chachamim, who are these Chachamim? So Rabbi Nachum Bar Yossi, Tetan Rabbi Nachum Bar Yossi Omer, B'nak V'Shem Yumas. Matam Alam HaShem, Liman Amakal of V'imo. Why does it say shame? To teach you that someone who curses father and mother, Shein Uchayiv Ad Shei Kalalim B'Shem, is only going to be chayiv if he curses them with the Shem HaShem. If a person curses himself or curses his friend, so the Mishnah said using any of the shemos, any of the kinuyim, anything, he's going to be chayiv. Am Rabbi Yane v'divrei akol atzmo d'chsev raki shomer lecha u'shmar nafshecha miyod. Everyone says that atzmo is going to be chayiv because the pasuk says he shomer lecha u'shmar nafshecha miyod, that a person should watch out for his soul, should protect himself. So that's how we see cursing yourself. K'di Rabbi Yavin Amar Rabbi Loi damar kol makom shomer yishomer pen v'al enu el lo sase. Whenever it says Hishamer or pen or al, but in this case it says Hishamer, it's always a lashon of a lo sasei. The chavero, how do I know the chavero as well? The chsiv lo sekal al cheresh, it says you shouldn't curse a cheresh, and a cheresh is just, it means even a cheresh, even a guy who can't hear it. Kal v'chomer, a guy who can hear it and can be insulted and can be hurt by it, so even him you shouldn't curse. So therefore we see, for between the combination of Cheresh and everybody else, we see that you're not allowed to curse any other person. Between the combination of Cheresh and Aviv, we actually darshan that you're not allowed to curse any other individual. Yachash, if you look at Tosos, Shmur Nafshcha Miyod, he says, Tema, Beklala Divrei Akol Chayiv. When you curse yourself, everyone says Yechayiv. Ubechovelatzma, when you hit yourself, when you wound yourself, that's actually Machlokas. Strangely, right? You would have thought the opposite, probably. Iko Plukta, Chavala Nami, typically Mehaikra, or maybe Shamra Melanafsh Sechem. So Frank Tosos, but why? Why is Chavala Machlokas? If I wound myself, why is that a Machlokas? Why don't I learn it from this same Pasuk? Pasuk is not very specific about how I'm protecting myself. It just says you must protect yourself. Shmar Nafshecha Me'od. So why does that not include, if that includes not to curse myself, why does that not necessarily include not to hit myself? Shouldn't it definitely be included in either Shmar Nafshecha Me'od or Vishamru Ma'od Nafsho Sechem, one of those psukim? Va'otema, the Perikdal Misos, Dachl Gashkuche Hasar, the Makal Laviv, Minasi Vecherish, Vedayan Ligmar Mimakal Atzmo. Right? We're trying to find an Asara for being Makal Aviv, and we say, well, it says you're not allowed to be Makal Nasi, you're not allowed to be Makal Cherish, maybe that's the Asara for Makal Laviv. Why don't we just learn it from Mekalel Atzmo? Why isn't that good enough to be the Asara for Mekalel Aviv? So there seems to be some disconnect between Mekalel Atzmo and other Isurim that should be able to be learned from it. So V'yeshlomer di lav dashkachna aviv lav gamrin me'atzmo mashalom etzinu shasu b'chaveiro. Right, that we never would have derived, had it not said aviv, we would not have applied this pasuk to Atzmo if we don't find anywhere that it's Asur b'chaveiro. But that doesn't really answer the first question. Right, the first question of why hitting yourself, wounding yourself is a machlokas and not derived from any of these psukim is very difficult. Tosus leaves it unresolved. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter, Yakha Hashem Elokim v'chein Yakha Elokim zui Allah k'suv b'Torah. If you say God should smite you if you don't come and testify for me, that's also the Allah k'suv b'Torah. Yosef Rav Kana kamed Rav Yehuda v'yosef v'kamer hamasnisin k'detnan. So Rav Kana was sitting in front of Rav Yehuda and he was saying over this Mishnah. So he was just reading the words of the Mishnah and he was saying, Yakha Hashem, God should smite you, God should hit you, God should, right? But he was just saying the words of the Mishnah. So I'm like, Kanei. So the Rebbe said, Rav Yehuda said, no, don't say it like that, even though I know that's what the Mishnah says, but it makes it sound like you're cursing me. Say that God should hit somebody else. I mean, make it a third party. This is perhaps Omar Makum, whenever you're giving examples of a person is learning Lamashal Mesechus Yevamos, so a person shouldn't say, oh, I have a brother, so if I die and my brother, right, you shouldn't say, even though you don't mean it about yourself literally, you just mean to give examples. So that's why we give examples. Okay, Bob, John, Sam, right, you give names and make up examples that way. You don't Reuven, Shimon, Levi, whatever, you don't make it about yourself. So Yosef Umi Rabban Kamed Rav Kanav Yosef Kamar, another time, so one of the Rabban was sitting in front of Rav Kanav and he was saying, Gamal Yitatzcha Lenetzach, that he should shatter you for all eternity. Yechtecha v'yaschecha me'ohel, he will cut you and tear you out of the ohel, v'sharshecha me'eretz chayim selah, and you'll be uprooted from the Eretz Chaim selah, is just like an exclamation point. So I'm like, Kanei, he says, no, don't say it like that, because it sounds like you're cursing me. So Tarti Lamali, why did we have to be told both of these stories? They're both, the idea is the same, right? When you're saying negative things, don't make it sound like you're talking to your Rebbe. So it says, no, ma'od detei mahanimin l'masnisin, av b'krayim l'mechaninan. I'm at thought that that's only when it comes to Mishnayos, but Pesukim, we're going to alter the words of Pesukim just to make it not sound so bad. Kamash Malan, that yes, that's exactly what we're going to do. We have to alter the words of Pesukim in order to make it not sound so bad. Obviously, not during Kriyas HaTorah or anything when you need to read the actual Pesukim, but in learning. Al Yachav Yivrach V'Yetiv Lach, Reb Meir Mechayev V'Cham Potrin. What if you say in the opposite? You say, if you do testify for me, God should not smite you. If you do testify for me, then you should be blessed. So Reb Meir says, that's Chayev, because that implies if you don't, you should be cursed. So Vahala say that Rameir Mechalavat Shmeihain, but doesn't Rameir generally hold that we don't say Mechalavat Shmeihain? Rameir says we learn that you need Tanai Kafel from Bnei Gad and Bnei Ruvain. Because Rav Meir holds that we don't hold Mechlal Avat Hashmei Hain, that we don't figure it out on our own, that Mechlal Avat Hashmei Hain. So it says Gemara Epoch, so switch it around. Rav Meir must hold the opposite in our Mishnah. Kiyas Rav Yitzchak Tana Kedetnan, when Rav Yitzchak came though, he taught our Mishnah, and he had the same tradition as our original tradition of how to read our Mishnah. Not with Rav Meir's Shita switched around. Some Rav Yosef Hasha Danantan Hachi, Vichyas Rav Yitzchak Tani Hachi, Shemamina Dafka Tanan. Well, if that was our original tradition, and that's where Rav Yitzchak is teaching it, it must be that that's the correct way. Elakasha, so now we're back to our original question. Does Rav Meir, yes, hold Mechal Avat Hashmehen, or not hold Mechal Avat Hashmehen? So, Kilas Lei B'mamona. Now, when does he not hold Mechal Avat Hashmehen? That's by the time B'nei Gad B'nei Ruvin, which was about monetary stuff, about getting land. Aval B'Isura, when it comes to the Isra of a Shavua, Islay, then he does hold Mechal Avat Hashmehen. Frank the Gemara, Esota D'Isura, who, Vermeer B'tan Chubar Chachinai, Hinaki Ksiv, Taim Duxiv, Hinaki Alav, Hachim Mechal Avat Hashmehen, Lam Rinan, Esota is Isra, and yet we see that he does not hold Mechal Avat Hashmehen by Sota. It's about Isra Ela Epoch. So you got to switch around the sheet of Rameir. Afilu B'Isura Lesle, and he doesn't even hold Mechal Avat Hashmehen by Isra. Maske Ravina Ubi Sura Lesle, does he not hold Mechal Avat Hashmehen by Isra? El Meatash Siyayin Puri Rosh to Bemisa, Hachinami de Lesle de Rameir. So a Kohen who has drunk wine or has grown his hair long more than 30 days, according to the fact that he's Chayv Misa, Rameir shouldn't hold that either. Vatnan, because that's also derived from Mechal Avat Hashmehen. Vatnan, and yet we have a Mishnah, Elu Shemisa Shusuyayin Puri Rosh. Stam Mishnah is Rameir, and we have a Stam Mishnah that says Shusuyayin Puri Rosh are Chayiv Misa. So El Liolam Tepuch, so you got to switch it around. We ran into trouble though when we switched it around, because Sota caused us a problem when we wanted to make a chilik between Mammon and Isser. Sota is in the category of Isser, right? And it didn't seem to fit the rules. El Liolam Tepuch, Ki Leslei B'Mamona. When does Rav Meir not hold Mechal Avat Hashmehen? That's only by Mammon, like B'nei Gad B'nei Ruvein. B'Isura Islei, when it comes to Isser V'Hetri, he does hold the Mechal Avat Hashmehen. What about Sota? Isn't that Isser? V'Shaini Sota, D'Isura Dispe Monahu. Sota's both. It's Isser, but there's Mammon involved, because she loses Ksuba in the parsha of Sota. So Ksuba is a monetary issue, so it's both Isser and Mammon. Now we move on to Parak Shavos HaBikadon. Shavos HaBikadon essentially is someone comes and says, you have money that belongs to me, you swear that you don't, you deny it with a Shavua, and then it turns out that you lied. So for lying, a person has to, the punishment is to pay back the money, obviously, add an additional Chomesh onto it, plus bring a carbon asham. That's Shavuos HaBikadon. So says the Mishnah, Shavuos HaBikadon, Nohages Ba'anashim U'Banashim. Shavuos HaBikadon, unlike Shavuos HaEdos, where you have to be a kosher aid in order to be subject to Shavuos HaEdos, Shavuos HaBikadon is for anybody. Men, women, Rechokim, Krovim, relatives, non-relatives, Ksherim, Psulim, Kosher Aidim, Pasul Aidim, B'fnei Bezim, B'shalob B'fnei Bezim, whether it be in front of Bezim or not in front of Bezim, Mipi Atzma, as long as you took the Shavuah on your own. Umipi Acherim, Eino Chayiv Ashiach B'ren, B'Bezim, Divrei Meir. If someone else was Mashbia you, then you're only going to be chayiv in Beis Din according to Rav Meir. And the Chacham say no, whether it's mipiatzum, piacherim, as soon as you deny having somebody else's money, whether you took the lashon of Shavuah yourself or someone else was mashbia you and you just answered amen, you are going to be chayiv. V'chayiv al zadon ashuah val shigasam zadon epikadon. A person is chayiv for doing this b'mezid. Or he's chayiv also if he took the shvuah knowing that he's lying, but not knowing that he's chayiv a carbon for it. But he's not going to be chayiv if he didn't know he was lying. He honestly didn't know he had your money. Then it's an onus. Then he's not going to be chayiv. Uma chayiv al zdono. What's he chayiv for being mazed in a shvuah sepikadon? Asham b'kesef shkalim. He's got to buy a carbon asham that cost kesef shkalim. Shvuah sepikadon ketzot. So how does it work? Amar lo tein li pikdoni sheyesh l'biyadcha. Give me the pikadon that you have of mine. Shvuah shein l'cha biyadi. I swear I don't have it. O shamar lo ein l'cha biyadi. Or someone says, I don't have it. Mashbiach ani. Oh yeah, you don't have my pikadon? I'm impose a shvua on you, v'amar amein, and he says amein, hareza chayiv, that's going to be chayiv. Hishpia lav chamish pamim, bein b'fnei bezin, bein shalom b'fnei bezin. If he's mashpia him 5 times, whether it be in front of bezin or not in front of bezin, v'kafar, and he denies it each time, chayiv al kalachas v'achas, he's chayiv for each and every one of those shvuas. Amar Rabbi Shimon matam, so Rabbi Shimon says, why? Mipnei shiach alachzor lahodos, because after each one, he could have gone back and admitted. So each time, he's digging deeper and deeper into a new avera. Hayuchamisha tovma. So 5 people asked him for money that they claimed he had of theirs. Amrulo. They said to him, "Tein lanu bikadu sheish lanu biyadcha. Give us the bikadu that you have of ours." Shvuah shein lachem biyadi. And he says one general shvuah to all of them. I take a shvuah. I don't have anything of yours. Einu chayv ala achas. And he's only going to be chayv once. But if he says shvuah shein lachem biyadi lo lachav lo lachah chayv al kol achas v'achas. If he identifies each and every person, not you, not you, not you. then he's chayiv for each and every one. Rabbi Elazar Amar Ad Shiyomer Shvua Ba'achronin. Now he can't say Shvua Lo Lecha Lo Lecha Lo Lecha. He has to say Lo Lecha Lo Lecha Lo Lecha Shvua. The lashon of Shvua has to come at the end. Rabbi Shimon Amar Ad Shiyomer Shvua Lecha Lechad Ve'achad. Rabbi Shimon says even that's not good enough. He has to take a separate lashon Shvua for each and every one of them in order to be chayiv. Tainly Pikadon Shumas Yad Gezel Vaveda Sheish LeBiyachav. Someone says, give me the Pikadon or the loan or that which you stole or that which I lost and you found that you have of mine that you're hanging on to. Shvua Shein LeChaviyadi, and he says, I swear I don't have it. Einu Chayiv Elachas. He's only chayiv once, even though the guy claimed everything, the loan, the Gezel, the Aveda, but he only took one lashon Shvua, so he's only chayiv once. Shvua Shein LeChaviyadi Pikadon Shumas Yad Gezel Vaveda Chayiv Elachas Vachas. But if he says, I hereby swear to you that I don't have of yours a pikadon, a loan, a gezel, an aveda, he's chayiv for all of them. If he says, give me all the different kinds of grain that you have of mine, and he takes one general lashon shvua, I have nothing, he's only chayiv one. If he says, I take a shvua, I don't have chitin, I don't have sorin, I don't have kusmin, so he's chayiv for each and every one. Now, even if he says, he's going to be chayiv for each and every one, even though he doesn't say chitin, sa'urin, kusmin. The Gemara will discuss that point. Anasu petitas biti, he says, you raped or you seduced my daughter. Vu amar lo anasi v'lo petiti. He says, no, I didn't. Mashbiach ani, I hereby make you take a shvua, v'amar amein, and he says, amein, chayiv. Tanakama says he's chayiv for that because there's money involved. Reb Shum pota sheno mishalim knas al piatzmo. Reb Shum says, no, that's a knas payment. You don't pay knas al piatzmo. Amla afpi sheno mishalim knas al piatzmo, mishalim boshes begam al piatzmo. Yeah, but boshes begam is a money payment. That's why you're chayiv. You stole my axe. No, I didn't. I make you swear. Amen. Chayiv. You can be chayiv for that. Potter. He says, look, you're right. I stole, but I didn't shecht it or sell it, so I'm not chayiv the knas. The dalit behei. And he says, oh yeah, I make you swear. And he says, amen. Potter. Hamish sharcha shari. Your shark killed my shavu. I'm lo amis. And he says, no, he didn't. Mashbiach ani. I make you swear. Vamar amen. Chayiv. And he says, amen. He's going to be chayiv. Hamish sharcha avdi. Your shark killed my avdi. Vamar lo amis. No, he didn't. Mashbiach ani. I make you swear. Vamar amen. He says, amen. Potter. He's going to be potter because it's only knas. Omer lo chavalti b'vasiz b'chabura. You hit me, you wounded me. V'omer lo chavalti b'vasiz b'chabura. No, I didn't. Mashbiach ani, I make you swear. V'omer amen. He says, amen. Chayiv. Because that's mammon. Omer lo avdo ipalta shina. Your eved, his eved says to him, you knocked out my tooth. V'simisa seina, you knocked out my eye. So therefore I should go free. V'omer. And he says to the eved, lo ipalti v'losimisi. No, I didn't. Mashbiach ani. The eved says, I make you swear. V'omer amen. And he says, amen. Potter. He's potter because it's a knas. Zakla. Any monetary payment that he would pay if he were to admit, you're going to be chayiv for if he lies about it in a shvua. Anything he wouldn't pay if he admits, he'd be pater for if he lies about it in a shvua. Sorry for